10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
No. What he just said, no. Erase.
Lines are moving here based on injuries and how teams have played.
Come on, you know what time it is. It's time for Moneyline with Kevin Walsh.
That is, with no respect, the single dumbest thing I've ever heard. And if that is your opinion, just know you are a buffoon who needs to go back to the drawing board.
And Donnie Wrightside.
Now at least the shadow ban's off my account. So, I mean, come on now. We're living. We're out here living now on Twitter, man. I'm telling you, that's the way to go.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, channel 159.
All right, it's Monday. It's the new year. No better place to be on the Sports Grid Network than right here on Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh as we get underway today. Big football day that's already underway. Maybe it's underway. I don't know. 0-0 midway through the second quarter in Illinois, Mississippi State. But we got a few more games that are going to be kicking off momentarily here today, including Tulane, USC, Purdue, LSU, and then the Rose Bowl. 5 p.m. Eastern start, Utah, Penn State, and maybe the game of the year tonight in NFL action, and that is between Cincinnati and the Buffalo Bills. But it's time to get the party started right now.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, time and place, that night game is obviously massive. But today's a good bowl day. The college football juices, I'm sure, for plenty are still flowing off of arguably the two best games of the season coming at the perfect time in the semifinal with Michigan TCU and then Georgia Ohio State in the nightcap here. We always love a little day action. I am involved in USC Tulane. I really like Austin Jones over the 74.5. I did also grab some over. I do like it, but admittedly, that's more of a we're watching here, hanging out, than in terms of my favorite bet I've ever seen. I do not have any LSU Purdue because the New Jersey regulators are absolutely out of their minds.
By the way, and to get to Kevin's point on this, for some reason, I sort of absolved New Jersey because they were first into the market. They got the pendulum swinging. But also, I believe at the same time, like, all right, we'll let this in, but a couple of you old guys who don't understand how gambling works, all right, we'll put some things in the bill, like you can't bet a New Jersey team, and if anything pops up that you think isn't on the up and up, you can take it down off the board at any time. And what Kevin is referring to is Drew Brees is, I don't even know if he's a coach, to be honest. I think he's just like a mascot
interim
on the sideline.
Assistant.
Yes, which means he's putting on a Purdue hat. Hey, guys, let's go. Yeah, let's go. All right, that's the extent of Drew Brees' help that he's doing with Purdue. And you can't bet on in New Jersey because Drew Brees might be on the phone every day for hours at a time relaying information to some, I don't know, syndicate just based in New Jersey and nowhere else? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's out of control. I mean, it's because of his partnership with PointsBet that it would be a conflict of interest. The partnership with PointsBet, though, ended basically
over, right?
Immediately,
yeah.
When he announced that he was going to Purdue. I also just don't really understand how this is ongoing. If you're like, whoa, this is just, let's just double check a couple things here. Okay, fine. This is the second biggest day or third biggest day in terms of college football bowl games, with obviously number one being Saturday and then, you know, the Friday before and this Monday here are massive days. This is an ABC primetime spot, and you can't bet on it in New Jersey. I mean, that is just absolutely wild to see.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just the way it's going to be done, and I guess having bowl games here during the day on January 2nd, no longer the 1st, but having said that too, like Drew Brees, like we joke about this, right? Like, you see Jamie Foxx Jamie Foxx never placed a wager in his life, and he's on a sports betting commercial trying to explain to you betting a game. Kevin Hart probably never heard of sports wagering until he was a, you know, influencer. The same thing with Drew Brees. Do you actually think Drew Brees actually sat down and was like, you know what, man? Really broke this game down, like this over-under. No shot. Like, no, like Drew Brees never bet a game in his life. And now we're led to believe that he might be able to get information after he has already resigned. So isn't that why we have legalized sports betting? To see betting inaccuracies? Like, whoa! Like, the minute Drew Brees left, 16 guys dropped $5,000 apiece to fade Purdue. I wonder, you know what I mean? Like, that. Right. Like, if that happens, they pull it off the board anyway at that point.
Yeah, and what I love is, I believe his involvement with Purdue came 2 days after basically every good player on Purdue opted for either the portal or the draft. So like, all of the big movement already happened. You know, like all the exposure and problems of bad numbers are the people that found out the news first and grabbed LSU -6.5 and beat this by over a touchdown. But and those bets, by the way, were not listed as void. But any bets that were made after December 15th, apparently, which is, again, when Drew Brees got there,
So you can bet they didn't just void them all then. I thought they just voided the bets, but I didn't see an expiration on there.
What I read, at least, which was an ESPN report, said that the bets that were placed after December 15th as of December 15th were voided, meaning that what was, you know, got in prior, I believe, should have been able to stand, which obviously should be the case here. So I'm just... It's a ridiculous thing. I would have been involved in the game, but I'm not, and it is what it is.
So we could play devil's advocate here coming up after the break as well. Wouldn't it be fun if, like, Drew Brees was signed to play quarterback for the Titans, and then nobody could bet the Titans games throughout next week and the playoffs in New Jersey, but just New Jersey alone? Think how stupid that sounds, because that's how stupid it really is. We got hour number one underway. If you want to get involved, easy, 844-843-6879. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on a Monday afternoon, SiriusXM Channel 159. It's Kevin, it's Donnie. We're ready to get after it today. Three games underway. Now, granted, two of them just started. But Mississippi State, Illinois, which we were on this morning. Now, granted, you're not really handicapping a ton. But you just looked at the total and you said, you know what? Mississippi State, throw it a million times. We'll see what happens. Nothing is actually happening in that game at all.
You know, I gotta
My
tell you,
goodness.
You are the owner of some of the most insane things I've ever heard someone say.
Throw it a million
say.
Times, man. Come on.
You going, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, not really putting any effort into what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but I mean, exactly. I see Mississippi State. I mean, how's the game not going over the
exactly.
number? Meanwhile, I did tell you, I actually thought the under made sense in the football game because the air raids, when they go on delay, it actually throws them off a little bit. It's such a rhythm type of offense. Plus the unfortunate circumstances of Mike Leach not being there and how that can throw off prep. Illinois loses basically the lifeblood of their entire offense in Chase Brown, who opts out. And all of a sudden you see 45.5 and say, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And it's probably going to be a very, very low scoring affair. But not, I mean, be honest here. Pfft, who cares about this game? I'll take the over.
Exactly. Like, there's not, like, if you look at the four games today, I mean, there's a reason why they're on a Monday. Who cares, right? Except gamblers. Just gamblers?
No,
nobody's sitting back
these
watching
games.
These games. Nah, they're back
yes,
to work.
They are.
Come on. They're back to work. Even some people aren't even – people are fighting to get overtime at work today to avoid these games, putting them on their TV. And then Utah-Penn State, 5 o'clock, granddaddy of them all. Get used to it. It's the is this one of the last granddaddies of them all? Or what? Like, when's the Rose Bowl get back into the picture? Is it next year or 2 years? When do they get a semifinal?
Now. Always the granddaddy of them all. The national championship game is tonight, as far as I'm concerned.
Penn State fans are. I mean, couldn't have a better year than this at this point here. -1.5 favorites now. Penn State Nittany Lions. Total rising 53.5. People back in the blue.
Love the over.
All right, let's see what we got. So Caleb's moving them down the field. Oh, wait, 3rd and 2. We get a timeout. What happened? No, he just stepped out of bounds. All right. SC is on the move. I don't really think anybody's on the move yet in Purdue. and nobody will ever be on the move again in Mississippi State, Illinois. Let me see if I can. Can I get a live look across the board? All right, let's see. 30.5, Kevin, across the board in Mississippi State, Illinois.
Yeah.
Minus anywhere between minus 1.5 to 3.5, depending on which team you're betting. And it looks like Illinois is that favorite. I don't have the game on anymore, so maybe they're driving. I'm not sure. But USC has crossed the 50-yard line, and Caleb Williams just did a read option. He picked up about 4 or 5 yards, but I don't know if he's looking all that spry right now, K-Dub, to be honest.
I mean, I think the fact that he even kept it, though, right?
He did. Now,
Caleb,
he put a couple jukes.
Yeah, he's a very smart player. I think that's a good move by him because the narrative in coming into the game is, oh, don't expect him to run. So you want to make them
respect keep him honest.
That early. Absolutely. Yeah. We already saw him avoid big-time pressure in terms of his sack, which is, as everyone knows, in college football, just as important as a player's actual rushing ability is the ability to avoid those sacks. But we'll see here. It's early, but this has been a fast-moving drive here for the Trojans. That 66.5 could be on the move very quickly.
Yeah, he's got a lot of time in the pocket here on this 2nd and 6 play and scrambles again. But by the way, touchdown on the board. Illinois did break through here. 6-0, probably adding the extra point momentarily. But let's get to the phone lines. I saw a ticket come across here. It said at, right side VP, at the real Kevin Walsh. And it was the X-Man. And he's up right now online. X-Man, get in here and talk to us. What do we got riding? One game left to cash in a parlay. Talk to us, X-Man.
One game left, USC about to bring it home, man. I did it for the people. Should have put $100 on it.
There he goes. Remind them what it was.
It was Alabama spread, New York Giants spread, Jacksonville Jaguars spread, USC spread.
Let's get it easier. Look at it easier than that, right?
Money,
USC runs away with this. That's going to be great. What do we got today? We got anything cooking today, X-Man? Any more gifts for the people?
Yeah. One more for the people, man.
Let's go.
We got Boston Bruins, money line. We got Utah to win the Rose Bowl, money line.
Yeah, there you go.
L.A. Lakers, money line. And the Buffalo Bills, money line.
Bang.
All across. Let's give me a price.
10-1.
There you go. We're ready
to go. I'm going to put $14
on Lakers and Bills. What's that going to pay? What's the payout for the people who aren't good at math?
Put 10 on it, you get $110.
Boom. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Done deal.
Excellent
Done deal.
Work there, X-Man.
I think it's going to work. Look, Eddie, he's watching SC right now. He's ready to cash in, but more gifts for the people out here. I got to tell you, love the fact that the X-Man's on the Bills tonight. You know me. You know me. I'm like, you know what? I think the Bengals win. It's one of those where I think the Bengals will win. I keep standing by that. But boy, oh boy, I would love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong.
I actually like Buffalo tonight.
I hope so.
I think they're playing better football right now. What's funny is I need it the other direction, not even for like Bills slander or anything like that, but the FanDuel Sportsbook did a really nice job crediting back a Jonathan Taylor loss of mine, which I really did appreciate. Mm. And I believe DK had given me something as well. I don't know if that was maybe from the Kyler loss.
Dang.
But I split it up, and I put a little bit of it down on the Birds to win the Super Bowl and a little bit on the Chiefs. I just those were the numbers that I liked the most on the board there. I do think, and I think we had this conversation. I think you'll agree, but Kansas City will be the favorite to win the Super Bowl because they'll be the favorite to win the AFC if they do have home field advantage.
Yes. I'm putting it like we'll see what happens with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? We'll see what happens with San Francisco and Dallas. But I think, like, if you're looking from an AFC perspective, whoever takes down that number one seed should be favored to win it all, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And that includes Cincinnati, if they're able to make that
climb. It does include them, yes, absolutely.
But I don't think the Chiefs are not going to lose. I'm sorry, but they are not going to lose with the one seed on the line against the Raiders. Just, it's not happening. Which would have obviously be the case the following week.
I was reading something at the corner of my eye. A couple NFL news and notes here, which we talked about last week, and I thought was the only viable option that made sense. We're talking about the Tennessee Titans. They played the Dallas Cowboys. Word broke. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Malik Willis is not going to play.
Enter Josh Dobbs. Two trains of thought right after that happened. Wow, they're really going to rest Malik Willis, who's looked awful as a starting quarterback because they don't want him to get hurt, and that's more important than not getting reps in. But then you think about it for another 5 minutes longer. Now, hold on. If Dobbs looks like he is an average to below average to average quarterback, he's probably a better version of Malik Willis. Dobbs comes in, shows a lively arm, move the football, and here we are today. Everything on the line this weekend. Dobbs is that starting quarterback. He's been in the building 2 weeks.
Yeah, that it's why I was bringing up the Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, like Tony Romo stuff, because the Titans, despite the fact that they feel lifeless, are in a win-and-in football game, right?
Yeah.
If they beat the Jags, they are hosting a playoff game. And they will be in the mix to win that game then automatically just because that's what happens when you host a playoff game. It's going to be a competitive to a degree. That's always the expectation. And clearly they said, listen, we wanted this kid to be great. Heck, we wanted this kid to replace Ryan Tannehill. He's awful. He's absolutely awful. Became, I believe, the first quarterback since Nate Peterman to not throw for 100 yards in any of his first three starts. He only has thrown for two more yards in his three starts than Josh Dobbs did in the entire game against the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, just awful quarterback play, the right decision by the Tennessee Titans, who do not have an answer at all for the quarterback position on that roster. If they're thinking about moving off of Ryan Tannehill, you cannot send Malik Willis out there week one.
I mean, I said it last week. When they went to the live sideline report at the end of a quarter and they asked Vrabel like what he thought about the game, he basically wanted to say everything like, I don't even know why we're here or playing any more football. We stink, but it is what it is. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline on a Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's go. By the way, another odds boost has been added here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Kevin. I'm digging. I'm telling you right now, I told Kevin before the show started today, I wasn't happy with my performance yesterday. Week before, I put a couple team totals in. Bang, bang, no problem. I said, you know what? Let me sit back here. And I added a late one, which was the Eagles over 41.5 on Sunday. My favorite part about this was, Kevin, because this is how I'm going to relay it into this. I said to myself, all right, if I can get around 20 out of Cleveland, I'm good. Cleveland got 24. If I can get the Saints in the upper teens, the Eagles will be in the high 20s here. The Saints got 20. I lost both of those bets. That's what gets me angry here. And me, again, getting angry at Carson Wentz. Because the easiest thing in football, and everybody's been on both sides of this, let's just say you have an under, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
There's 24 to 20 is the score. And like there's 6 minutes to go, you're like, oh, no. Like, oh, no. Like, why couldn't they just kick a field goal there? Because the other team could probably drive down and they'll kick a field goal and I'll be okay, just run out the clock. But your first instinct would be like, oh, my God, there's 6 minutes to go. That's 6-7 yard plays where no pressure, the running back and the tight end are wide open. And then all of a sudden, you got to stop them inside like first and goal because then it gets serious again. I mean, Wentz was just abysmal. Like first down and 10, like 4 minutes to go from the 40. I watched the play twice on replay. Double coverage into the end zone, a punt. Like, not even like, let me throw a rocket down, he's got a step. Just like, oh my God, let me just see what happens. Interception. And then you look underneath, like the running back and the wide receivers do that little crossing pattern. I'm like, dude, if you would have dumped it, they got 15 yards and they go out of bounds. And you know what Cleveland goes? Who cares? Who cares? The game's over anyway. Do whatever you want. Oh, it was so frustrating. But relaying it into today, I'm ready to get after it. Because I see good weather, electric offenses, and forget about who wins the game. We talked about Joe Burrow, Josh Allen combined, the 504, right up Kevin's alley, plus 125 to 2-1 here. That's an auto bet right there. Second one, Jamar Chase, 50 receiving yards. Stephon Diggs, 50 receiving yards. 40 points total or more in the game, plus 120. That's the 130 to plus 120. Those are my target ones, which last week, every time they hung one of those, they were hitting left and right. So you have to figure, like, 50 isn't a lot, and I said Diggs hasn't really been that great, but you're just talking about one of those things like, hey, Matt's, all right, 36-yard catch out of Diggs, Chase with a 52-yard play in the second half. I'm talking about, like, one catch apiece, and you can approach that. I like both of these bets tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the 504 immediately. The Diggs Chase over bet looks really, really appetizing. I think one thing overall that's jumping off the page here is it feels like the FanDuel Sportsbook is back. I wonder if they had a huge Christmas in terms of people getting active. We could have not said nicer things about their boost board on Christmas Day.
Wow.
With the NBA and the NFL. Ooh. Everything was fantastic.
6-1. 7 boosts, 6 hit.
Yeah. And I know there was Day. I think there was a New York RJ Barrett one that lost, but that might have been local. I know you mentioned not having a part of that. But again, as you mentioned, it was a huge day for those that were involved on their boosts. And the reason I say I wonder if it was a big day, and again, it got them active in users despite the fact that they were paying out, is that now seems to be their boost range once again.
It's the best.
There was a Hill, Kelsey, Saquon boost yesterday. Now, did it lose? Because somehow Travis Kelsey had 7 catches for 43 yards. Yeah, it did. But you know what? That's not FanDuel's fault. That's Travis Kelsey's and Mahomes and however in the world that possibly comes to be. There was a boost last night that involved Dobbins and Pickens. Admittedly, I wasn't on it. It was right in, again, the same range. It was a minus to a plus type of boost as well. These are the ones that we've called for. And
what did they have to do last night, by the way? What was it?
I know Dobbins was 40 rushing yards, which he cleared. Okay. I don't know if Pickens was 40 receiving or what, but probably something of the nature, since again it was, I think it was like minus 150 to plus 120 type of movement, so it was probably something in that range.
They're the good ones, and they're the fun ones that you could sort of cheer on, because it is nice, like, hey man, that plus 400 hit. But when you really like think about it, it's like 404, like, that's a hard one to hit, man. Anytime you're talking around like 175 or over, you feel like you just won $1 million if you hit that, like, oh my god, I can't believe it hit. And that's 175, and you're trying to run it up the flagpole, because what were we seeing for some times? Jamar Chase, 50 yards. Stephon Diggs, 50 yards. Isaiah McKenzie, 40. Like, now, what'd you put him in there for? Like, come on. Do you know what I mean? Like an even bet in there. It's like, no, that's not the way it's supposed to be there. Give us superstars at a reasonable price. Like, if I just said, you got a free bet, Kevin, I'm going to give you a Jamar Chase, 50 yards, and Diggs, 50 yards. Do what you want. You're like, you know what? I'm going to take advantage of that. Like, I would bet that with my own money. That's what they're doing here in this one. So should be a lot of fun to watch the game, but it is a monster, monster game. Now, we went over it this morning on the early line, a couple of those props here, which are still out there, and there's a lot more to go, but it's nice to see that we now have two shots here tonight. All right. Slow down the scoring here, Kevin. Illinois 7, Mississippi State 3. The dam is broken through, apparently, at this point. USC goes right down the field on their opening possession, 7-0. LSU cashes in on Purdue, 7-0 there. So it looks like the favorites having some fun today so far.
Yeah, the USC touchdown, though, took forever. 9-plus-minute drive here from the Trojans. And it did include a 4th-and-1 pickup. They're showing Caleb Williams going over to the medical tent on the broadcast. Tough to tell if that is going to be a routine thing or if that is concerning news.
That's concerning.
The live total is down to 62.5.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever remember seeing a game's opening drive end in a touchdown and the
and
total
hurt.
Drop. USC is the favorite, up 7-0, and they're a 3.5-point favorite. Again, you and I do not have volume on, but we're probably going to head to Twitter, as perhaps Caleb Williams is done for this game, because that's what the odds would tell me.
Yeah, nobody's even tweeted that out. But as you say that, again, I have the game on, and I can't just go play by play, so I'm sort of tuning in, but I did see the times he's running. Doesn't look like he's as fleet of foot. But you're not good. Like, I don't think he's going into the blue tent like, hey, man, I just took a shot on my shoulder. This has a feeling of, hey, we knew this could be a problem coming in. How do you feel? I didn't feel that great on that run there. Like, that's usually not a good sign. If he's going into the blue tent now, again, I doubt it's for a concussion or a shot to the shoulder. That's to get some maintenance on that hamstring. And then you have to say it at this point, hey, Caleb, man, this was the college football semifinal. Let's ride this till the wheels fall off. We'll tape that bad boy up, and you have 6 months to get ready for next year. But the point of it doing it now, I don't know. But you're right. That is interesting where the favorite punched in a touchdown, and not getting all that much respect. As if Tulane, oh, you ain't seen Tulane's offense yet, Kate. They're going to go up and down the field, so that touchdown didn't mean anything there. That's not the case.
Yeah, well, no, but no, Tulane's going to score here. It's not that, but the total dropped, right? Like, the total just went down 4 points from the close. Now, I'm aware it took 9 minutes, but then you would think that a two-point favorite would have gone larger than 3.5.
Yeah, it would be 4.5, 5.5.
Yeah. So it certainly seems like there's questions around what you could be getting from Caleb Williams the rest of the way. He does have a live anytime touchdown score at minus 105. But again, if you're the book and you're going to hang a positive only type of bet on Caleb Williams, of course you're going to make it minus 105. You're not going to offer.
Yeah, and you're on the over in that game, right? So that means they do, if he's like playing half. Well, then again, what would he be doing out there if he's playing half speed? Like, come on, Lincoln, or unless Lincoln Riley goes, man, I get the Heisman Trophy winners every year at quarterback. Don't worry about it.
Well, which, I mean, they do, right? Which is obviously hilarious, but he literally does.
Yeah.
I don't know. There was no play there that would have been like, oh, that's where it happened.
Yes.
It would have been just him after the drive being like, yeah, that was probably a mistake, but I'm happy I scored. I'm out of here.
No, I completely agree with you. I didn't see anything other than he ran a few times, but I didn't get the picture. Oh, it looks like Mike Vick out there. It didn't look like it was as crisp, but still, he's functional enough to play. We'll see again when they come out, and also keep in mind that maybe he doesn't run as much. You'll know a lot about the next series. Handoff, three-step drop. Like, uh-oh, maybe they're just trying to see if he can work his way through it at that point, but we'll find out. All right, now, go ahead.
No, just the weird thing, obviously, with a game like this is it's a big primetime spot, but it also doesn't really matter. Like, if Caleb Williams doesn't play another snap, what, Tulane's going to have bragging rights over USC? I mean, like, no. USC is going to lose recruits because of this? No. So, it's again, and he's back next year. So, yes, USC is making sure that he doesn't tear a hamstring when next year they're going to enter with top five odds to win a national championship, and he's going to be the favorite for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, yep. I was watching Nick Saban after his, I don't know if it was a post-game presser, just had a couple thoughts on, you know, NILs and stuff like that. A couple guys obviously going pro today from Alabama, so you'll restart that process and what they're going to go after. But we're going to get back to college football in a second. Yesterday, really, the Commanders game had everything you needed to know in the NFL. Like, sometimes we say, like, usually the smartest, oh, he's the head coach, they know everything, the front office, they're connected in. I don't know what goes on with the Commanders. Just for the simple fact, though, you know, and Rivera says it today at his press conference. I was looking for a spark, talking about Carson Wentz. And the way he performed the last quarter in San Francisco, I was feeling pretty confident. Now, as we roll into this, right, we knew we'd give it because Taylor Heinicke is the guy that's like, okay, I'm going to throw for 170. Let's see if we can get lucky and win this game. So it goes, all right, well, we need something to happen here. And maybe I want to push the football down the field, which Carson Wentz does. Can he be a little bit reckless at times? Absolutely. Did he throw some ridiculous interceptions? Yes. But it was almost like the whole, like, well, let me put a spark in there because he throws the football downfield. That's what Ron Rivera was basing him playing on. He throws one football for an interception. Okay, now we can't. Like, why did Wentz stay in the game if the goal after that was to not push the football down the field? Help me out with this. I mean, my goodness.
Everything went wrong for them, and then post-game press conference, the field was fake.
Unbelievable Ron Rivera. Unbelievable Commanders. Unbelievable football game tonight. We're going to continue to talk about it right here on Moneyline on a Monday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, a little California love. Why? Utah versus Penn State? Could be. I know we always have the song on, but it makes sense. You can transition to Utah, Penn State out in the Rose Bowl. A little California love here. Now, the phone lines are heating up. 844-843-6879. We're going to get to them in about 30 seconds. But let me just read you a beat writer quoting a head coach today. And I got to tell you. And by the way, I think Caleb Williams is in and just unleashed a bomb that was over somebody's head. So,
yeah,
this is great. Yeah. So,
no one knows what's going on.
And that's it. Congratulations, you guys out here, if you bet based on we said he was out of the game. Did we actually say that on the air? Was that commercial break?
I don't even know.
But anyway, let me get this, and we'll get to the phone lines. Colts quarterback Nick Foles will not play in Houston for the team's finale. Really sore and a lot of pain, says interim head coach Jeff Saturday. Calls the Thibodeau celebration tasteless and trash. Adds he's disappointed the Colts lineman didn't step up in that setting. And Dexter Lawrence's rating on the celebration, there was no snow. It wasn't even cold outside. It's a zero for me. Ooh, you know what? Saturday next year, K-Dub. Saturday next year. I mean, that's he's thinking the right way now. He's thinking like a head coach.
Do you want to get into this, or do you want to hit the phone lines?
No, we're going to hit the phone lines. But I just wanted to let that sink in. Like, look, me and Saturday on the same page on this one, and you should be too. I'm going to swing into my direction. Which brings up Moose on a Monday here, post-holiday break. Football, it's all going down, and the state of Ohio is on center stage. Moose, what's up?
You know what, gentlemen, with that intro music, California love, I want to throw a little Ohio love out there. A little Ohio love.
Let's go.
First and foremost, Kevin Walsh, pre-happy birthday. Pre-happy
birthday. Thank you very much.
So, wait, when is his birthday?
Tomorrow.
Whoa.
Tomorrow, the 3rd, right?
That's right.
If I remembered right. Yes.
Yeah, no, you're all over it. It's tomorrow. That's me.
Wow.
Yep, I'd take you down to Little Italy, and I'd get you a Bronx pie, and I would put a candle right in the center of it. And you know why? You know why? Because I was a little upset last week when I was referred to as a brown nose from that gentleman up north. So I want to throw out an olive leaf, okay? Is that fair?
Not the branch, the leaf. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, the branch. Well, at least on the branch, but so be it. So I would love to have that man up north come down, and I'll put on a spread for him. And I will cook him an appetizer. I will feed him some frog legs, okay? Frog legs that I'm getting right out of Texas, okay? I would even make him a casserole, a crow pie casserole.
Wow.
You know, because after all, I am the brown noser, and maybe bake a little Wolverine on the smoker. And even if Harbaugh came down, I'd make sure that we had medical staff nearby that knew the Heimlich maneuver, okay? So, you know what?
Wow.
This is great. What a great day. I tell you what, those were some of the two best college football games I've seen in a long time. And I even went out and bought a pick six lottery ticket, too. So, as a matter of fact, I bought two pick six lottery tickets. But so be it. It's good to have fun. It really is. You know, Buckeyes gave Georgia all they could handle. It was really two really good games. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And with that first loss from the boys up north, man, I tell you what, my night couldn't have gotten any better. But Cincinnati and Buffalo tonight, that's going to be a great game. Going to be a great game. K-Dub, if I don't talk to you tomorrow, happy birthday, buddy, okay?
Hey, appreciate
you guys,
as always.
Take care.
Go.
Enjoy the game tonight.
There you go. By the way, how old are you tomorrow?
28.
Man. Unbelievable.
28 years young.
Unbelievable. Here, now, the only thing is, I think Moose. Did Moose run like a background check on you? Is that how he knew it was your birthday? Or did you let this?
No, I just listened.
Did he just file this away? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Just,
I didn't.
Just listen.
You could have said it like today. I'm like, oh, wow, happy birthday today. So,
there you go. No, all good. But, now, to get back to the Jeff Saturday thing, great phone call from Moose, as always.
We got another phone call waiting here. We have some time, though. We got some time in the segment. Go ahead and let this roll.
I genuinely do not understand what you or Jeff Saturday are talking about. Sack celebrations
the right way.
Are one of the most common things in the National Football League. Kayvon Thibodeau sacked Nick Foles and then celebrated it.
Then
it's
what was
not that Kayvon Thibodeau sacked Nick Foles, saw that he was then writhing in pain and said, hold on a minute. I just knocked this guy out of this game. Let me get back down on the floor and do a snow angel. Now, him being frustrated with his own offensive linemen, that's, I mean, whatever, sure, I get it, but that's hardly what we're talking about here. I really do not understand. There's no thought being put in by those that are upset at Kayvon Thibodeau.
Touchdown. What's going on here? Still, okay, end of the first quarter. All right. So we got into the first quarter. Quick update, 14-0 LSU now over Purdue. So we got some points moving up here, but let's get to the phone lines. AR30, he's waiting. He's ready to get a hold of us. It's Monday. Let's go. What do you got, AR30?
What's up, fellas?
Hello?
What's up, fellas?
Yo, we got you. What do you need? What do we got? Talk to me.
I'm glad you guys were wrong about the Caleb Williams going out. You got USC money line. Don't need that. But listen, fellas, y'all know what I'm calling about. I was right there with the Acada one and Wentz to play. Did he play well? No. But I've been yelling all year, the biggest problem with our team, along with QB, is play calling and coaching.
Mm, yeah.
The play calling is terrible. The D was missing a few key pieces, so I know why they got lit up there in the second half. You know, Allen went out. He didn't play in the second half. That didn't help. But for me, this is bigger than yesterday or Wentz or all that. This has been going on in Washington for years. And we need a complete rebuild, new owner, new coach, new quarterback, all of it. These must-win games, we just don't win. And as a Commanders fan, I'm sure I'm not alone, we're just sick of it all. And, you know, I just wanted to share that with y'all, and I don't know if you got any feedback on it, but I appreciate you taking my call.
We love the call, and I totally agree.
Yeah.
Look, there's no reason to let Ron Rivera draft a new quarterback or enter in a new quarterback change if they're going to try and get in the, you know, veteran market, your Derek Carrs of the world. There's no reason for that. Ron Rivera's a great guy. Everybody likes Ron Rivera. He'll have no trouble finding work in this league if he still wants to be a coordinator, assistant head coach, whatever it might be. But I think his head coaching days are probably behind him. And at minimum, if you're Washington, they should no longer be with your organization. Your entire division made the playoffs other than you. The Giants have their head coach for the next decade. The Eagles have their next head coach for the next decade. The Cowboys, well, they don't. But they might get Sean Payton this offseason. Or maybe they're going to go on a phenomenal run. Nevertheless, you are clearly in the worst spot as an organization compared to your division rivals. It is time for a change. You do not need Ron Rivera to go out there and draft Will Levis in the mid-teens and see what that's going to look like next season. You do not need Ron Rivera and Jimmy Garoppolo to give it a swirl next season. No. Go out there. Reset the image, reset the package, and he's right. Obviously, the top of the food chain is a complete disaster, but that's a whole nother problem that is probably never actually going to get fixed.
Now, let me ask you a question about this on the next coach, if that even is possible or that's even going to happen here. We talk about guys like Sean Payton, level up coaches. Like, I'm ready to win a Super Bowl. This guy's got a past that you can hang your hat on. If you sell that, like if anybody goes out there, needs a coach, and they get Sean Payton, your fan base is going, that's just, how do I sign up for season tickets? Like, we're back. But having said that, those coaches have cachet. They go to organizations that let them operate and don't have any questions on a week-to-week basis about what their owner is actually doing or what's going wrong here. Who would want, and again, I preface this by saying, the money is going to be there for any of these coaches. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. But does anybody really go like, hey, man, I'm angling for that Washington position? Not because I think they have a ton of talent on their team. They might be able to find themselves with a quarterback, and who knows what will happen with the right coach. But is a coach looking at that job, if it does come open, going, boy, I don't know. Like, am I going to get, where's my oversight here? Like, because it's a bad organization overall. Like, you would much rather, like the Denver Broncos showed nothing on the field. But they got an ownership. I say, look, that's unacceptable. We're looking forward. We got plenty of money. Nobody's going to outbid us here, and we want a coach. The coach, like, you know what? Denver's got a pretty good organization. Nice little track record here. The Commanders have zero track record for like 25 years, and it's been an awful one. Does that sway people from going there? Even like the Brian Daboll type guys of the world who are coming, hey, I'm the next upcoming coordinator. Yeah, you know, I'm not going there.
Yeah, I think if you have Sean Payton, right, who will be only looking at the top jobs, Sure, but we have to remember, there's only 32 slots available for this job, being an NFL head coach.
Yeah.
And we also have to remember, if the job is opening, it's probably not a great job, right? The Eagles' job's not coming free. The Bills' job's not coming free. The Chiefs' job's not coming free. It's the Texans' job, the Panthers' job, the Broncos' job, right? How many – are we sat here right now with a super attractive head coach openings right now, Donnie?
No. It's usually we expect like 6 or 7 jobs a year to be open. I don't think we're going to get that this year, do you? By the way, where do you see this, USC play? Did you see that? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's a superstar here. Caleb Williams is basically, by the end of this game, going to have people wondering if they need to change the draft rules on when kids can come out.
Yeah, back in the day with the Celtics when they drafted Larry Bird before he even could turn pro. It was great.
Yeah.
And they got his rights.
That's what we're going to start having here at any moment now in terms of what we're watching from this kid. But in terms of the jobs that are going to be available, right? So. Yeah. Carolina's is open. Denver's is open. We're hypothetically saying we could see a Washington get in the mix. Okay, right?
Yeah.
The Texans moving on from Lovie Smith, I think makes sense, right?
Yes.
I would think. I don't really know what else they're going to do. That's four. There's two high-level jobs that are often talk about coaching change, but it requires a round one exit, which is the Dallas Cowboys job. And then is the L.A. Chargers job. Those are monsters if they come available.
Now, hear me out on this. Like, as we're looking at some of these jobs that are probably going to be open, which job would you take? Like, what do you think is the best job out here?
Well, what's my list that I'm choosing from?
The ones that you're just saying, like teams that you think that are going to come open with a possibility.
I mean, again,
Arizona Cardinals job, you know.
So if the Chargers job comes free, it's going to be the best one.
Yeah,
I think it's some. I know people.
I already know which job I would take if I was a head coach.
Yeah,
and I'm not even saying like an older head coach, like Sean Payton, a little bit different. Like Sean Payton's like, look, I got to get somewhere that I think I can win the next you know year or two or make it happen. Kevin, I'm telling you, the Houston Texans is such a good scenario. Billions, it feels like, under the cap. Unbelievable amount of draft picks. And you have that climb of, guys, we won like 3 games total for 3 years. I win 4, I'm a genius. Then I win 5. Then I win 7. Then I win 8. You can have that job for life. Come on back with us here. One more segment before we hit the top of the hour.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The ball rolling here. It's time to find out where JP is going today. It's a big NBA card. I actually got a couple prop bets tonight here that I do like. There is an NFL game, a monster one tonight, between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills, which we'll spend a lot of time in hour number two talking about. And also, there is the Rose Bowl a little bit later this afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern, Utah and Penn State. JP, where are we going tonight?
Yep, I'm going to go to the NFL game in a side total.
NFL game and a side total. So, it's either going Buffalo Bills or Bengals. Ooh, we're going with the total here. I think he's a side guy, JP, tonight. That's what I'm thinking.
He's got his fair share of all of those in his back pocket throughout his time here on this show. Everything up for grabs. My indication, though, similar to you, is that he will be backing a side here in this football game.
Yeah, I think that's where he's going. We'll have to wait till the after the top of the hour to find it out, but I'm feeling that. I'm feeling it tonight. Now, is he feeling like he's, you know, taking the dog? It's not much of a dog tonight. Buffalo Bills, man. All right, I got some time to think about this. And Tulane on the move now after this game, 14-0. Nice little run by the quarterback for Tulane. Well into USC territory now. See how that plays out. LSU just running Purdue up the flagpole 21-0 right now, which I'm ready to fire off a tweet that says, boy, Drew Brees must be a terrible coach just to see what type of fish I'll reel in from that type of tweet here. But my goodness, this was supposed to happen, though, right? After Purdue just said, yeah, nobody's coming back, 6.5 to 14.5.
Yeah.
I mean, not even enough at this point.
again, and it, less portal, more hitting the NFL draft. Aiden O'Connell, Chuck Jones, a great 1-2 punch quarterback and wide receiver, but
yeah,
LSU didn't have anywhere near, which is kind of reverse, right? If you had said, hey, one, yeah, like, LSU or Purdue, which program is going to have more guys run to the
exactly draft? Yeah. I mean, come on. I watched Tennessee lose their quarterback and their top wide out and spray it all over the place. What's going on, Purdue? Wake up. Wake up in the top of the hour with us because we're coming back for a whole lot more right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.